This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
After wrapping up our Extraordinary Endeavour series, today we're speaking to Arthur Chan, Managing Director of Endeavour Malaysia, to talk about how they coped with the changes during this pandemic and what lies ahead for the rest of the year for entrepreneurs in Malaysia. Arthur, welcome to the show, and perhaps a quick introduction about yourself first.
Hi, I'm Arthur Chan, the Managing Director for Endeavour Malaysia. Endeavour is a global entrepreneur support organization that is currently in 37 markets around the world. Our mission is to catalyze growth in economies by helping high-impact entrepreneurs, by giving them access through mentorship, talent, capital, and markets as well. The reason why we want to put our resources in supporting them is to help them through a growth stage that they're in, to help them scale to become a lot larger and be more successful and be able to actually build the next generation of entrepreneurs as well as they grow. In Malaysia, we currently support 42 companies. We've been in Malaysia for about 6 years now. We are industry agnostic in that sense. We have we support companies from various industries, and we currently have run two different tracks in Endeavour Malaysia. One of the global track will be Endeavour Entrepreneurs, where we help a lot larger companies to actually scale and become a lot bigger globally as well. The revenue size generally is 10 million and above. And where else, on the local program wise, we actually started a program called Scale Endeavour last year, which we focus on helping high potential entrepreneurs who are in the revenue range, turnover range of 2 million to about 10 million. But they have shown good traction, they have shown growth, and we find that they are the right entrepreneur that we want to support on the earlier stage to actually help them scale to be a size that we can actually subsequently consider putting them into the global track, which is the Endeavour Entrepreneur track in that sense.
You know, we've heard, in the last 12 weeks or so, you know, we've been running the Extraordinary Endeavour, and, you know, we've been hearing a lot about the conversations that entrepreneurs that were part of your Endeavour program, and then, you know, mentors that are also part of your organization. So I guess, you know, I just want to talk a little bit about Endeavour's Malaysia's reaction towards the crisis. What went through your mind running an organization that has, you know, two sides, where you've got the mentors and you've got, you know, your program that is really all about trying to scale up this, you know, small SMEs, and you know, this was a really challenging time for them.
Actually, when Malaysia first announced the MCO itself, when the lockdown was effective itself, we straight away jump into the action itself to actually start scheduling group mentoring session, because we knew that one of the biggest group of people that's being affected by this lockdown itself would be the entrepreneurs itself. And we immediately schedule group mentoring sessions that focus on topics on business continuity, cash flow management, and a lot of even like taking care of staff morale. How do you handle staff itself during this uncertain time itself? We realized that a lot of them were struggling with these issues, and because of it's a situation that no one anticipated, and it's new for a lot of us in terms, and a lot of the entrepreneurs itself were actually facing the first recession in their lifetime in that sense, right? So we were very concerned about that, and we straight away started a whole series of these sessions to try to help guide them and provide some advice to them so that they can better navigate through this itself. In fact, based on an internal research conducted by our global team, it has actually shown while 20% of the companies that we support are net beneficiaries of this crisis, but 80% of them are actually negatively impacted by this crisis itself, and this group of people really need the support, such as Endeavour or any other entrepreneur support organization to help them through this crisis itself. And we realized that there were several key topics that they need to actually zoom down really quickly. One of the main thing was actually the cash flow management in a sense, right? So they need to actually look at their company cash flow position and see how this crisis would have an impact on that position itself. So we very quickly started to speak to them and ask them to review and look at review their cash position in that sense and see and work out a daily cash flow runway basis on a worst case scenario basis in that sense. So they would have to actually look at the worst case scenario and try and forecast what's their runway based on some in some cases zero revenue for months, right? So that's what some of the things that we actually advise them to actually quickly do and one of the first thing to do. And the other thing that we found that was key as well is basically getting the entrepreneurs to start focusing on their employees as well. So because they will be impacted in that sense, they will because of the uncertainty that they are seeing in the market itself and how they operate itself. So they need to actually spend a lot of time to quickly put in the SOP and how to operate from work from home. It was new for a lot of the entrepreneurs as well. A lot of things that were so used to doing physically or in the office itself, they had to now revert to from a work from home model itself. And work from home model itself has a different psychological impact as well on their staff as well. So we straight away zoom into that in that sense to find and speak to them and find ways to kind of manage the staff morale as well. And it was actually a learning process for both the entrepreneur and us as well during this session itself as we continue to work together and try and support each other and work towards trying to go through this mentoring session to go through and find the advice that some of the more experienced entrepreneurs that have gone through various crises before and get their input and find out how they will approach it and how is this crisis different from the previous crisis that they're facing and what are the steps that they're taking and kind of find direction from there as well and advice from there so that they can actually take it and review it in their own company as well and see what's implementable and what can they use from those sessions itself.
I'm speaking to Arthur Chan of Endeavor Malaysia and we'll continue in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
Building Future Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
And welcome back. My name is Jeff Sandhu and with me today is Arthur Chan of Endeavor Malaysia. Arthur, just before the break, you said how it's a multitude of layers that's really impacting business at the moment. And, you know, with COVID-19, what's really unique about this situation is just the duration of this impact is still ongoing. And, you know, with no real light at the end of the tunnel just yet. So what sort of programs then did you, you know, as part of Endeavor Malaysia created to help the entrepreneurs during this crisis and just, you know, responding to help them?
Like you rightly said, Jeff, this is truly unprecedented in that sense, right? So we are still going through this crisis as we speak. And there are like people talking about second wave and so forth, right? So as much as we can, we want to equip the entrepreneurs out there with as much advice or perspective as possible that they can actually take on and review how they would operate their business during this time itself. I mean, given the experience that all our mentors would have, there are still uncertainties out there that they still need to figure out and various industries are impacted differently as well. So, but through this advice and through this group mentoring sessions or the webinars that we run, and we really want to be able to help them in providing some form of a guidance or advice or direction that they can look to in a sense to find some of these resources that they may find useful and in how they implement their day-to-day and continue on with their business in a sense. So the few things we have done actually since the start of the pandemic itself, we found that the many challenges that entrepreneurs face were something that we wanted to address, a requirement in that sense. So we have started close to 11 group mentoring sessions that focus on like key topics like business continuity planning, crisis management. We actually focus on a lot on financial management and planning, and also looking at sales management, because how they approach things will be very different as well. Either you're in the B2B segment or B2C segment as well. So we had a lot of sessions on that itself. So that is basically what we have been doing for a lot of the entrepreneurs within our network itself. So the group mentoring and the individual check-ins that we have done, trying to find out what's going through, some of the challenges that they're facing, and trying to come up with programs or sessions, that mentoring sessions that will be able to help them address the issue itself. And we also realized that while spending a lot of time helping the entrepreneurs within our network itself, we also realized that we need to kind of reach out to the wider audience in that sense, the other entrepreneurs out there outside our network itself, because we believe we are the ecosystem builder in a sense, and we need to be out there to actually help as much as possible to the entrepreneurs out there itself in handling this pandemic itself. That's why we actually launched a public webinar in that sense. We had three sessions so far that we focus on topics such as how entrepreneurs should approach this crisis itself. So we got Malik to come on board to speak about how he handled in his entrepreneur journey itself, how he has handled five crises throughout his entrepreneur journey itself. The mindset that he had to in approaching these crises itself, what are key things he needs to actually look at in those crises, and how he would navigate through it itself. And then we had a session, we talked about sales channel, how to review your current sales channel strategy and how that is shifting. Your priorities have to shift as well, as during the lockdown itself, there are a lot of things that used to work for you may not work for you now, and you need to reprioritize which channel work for you in this current condition, and you need to prioritize on what you need to do to get it either to be more efficient or more productive in that sense, to actually support to help bring in sales that you have lost in some of your more traditional channels that you previously relied on itself. And then the third webinar that we did was focusing on financing option in that sense, because a lot of entrepreneurs out there, the SMEs out there, has been reviewing their cash flow, looking at their cash position. I think things are tough, and because a lot of things are unknown as well, so it's always advisable to actually be able to actually have a longer runway in terms of your cash position in that sense, and financing option is something that you should entrepreneurs should look at, and there are various options that one should look at and extend that runway and strengthen the cash position of the organization, and so that they can actually stand a better chance of navigating through it and come out of it stronger in that sense. So, in fact, we also realized that this situation, of course, if you know, is not just unique to Malaysia itself. So it gave us an opportunity to collaborate with the other offices in the region as well. So together with the local office in the region itself, we launched many initiatives that kind of benefit the entrepreneurs in the region. And this included the mentoring, regional mentoring sessions that it's not only that we feature mentors that were not only in Malaysia itself, but also within the region as well. And we also jointly develop materials that will assist these entrepreneurs in the region. So we took a more, not only the local viewpoint of things, but also the regional viewpoint of things, of how entrepreneurs can come out of this crisis in that sense. So in fact, we just also recently launched Endeavor APAC Crisis Report and Ecosystem Impact Report, whereby we highlight that how we have managed to support close to 1,000 entrepreneurs throughout all this initiative. And also we work with close to 90 mentors throughout just this short period of 3 months itself.
How do you think the entrepreneurs have been reacting so far? Because, you know, a lot of conversations was basically being, you know, you have to be agile, and as an entrepreneur, you've got to stay strong, and, you know, you've got to look at this into like from an opportunity window. From your perspective, how do you think entrepreneurs have been reacting to this new norm?
I would say that given the situation, I think a lot of the entrepreneurs has reacted I think quite strongly in that sense. Like, I mean, they had a very... I'm glad to see that a lot of the entrepreneurs have very clear... after a lot of these sessions, they have clear idea of what they need to do, the action points that they need to focus on in the sense, in terms of either we're looking at the cash flow, where they need to actually... cut down in terms of expenses and in terms of how they need to extend the runway of the organization, and finding various channels to actually or product to actually kind of reprioritize and focus on during this period itself. I think we have seen a lot of the entrepreneurs have been taking good advice and also acting on it as well. And as I mentioned, that we had a lot of mentoring session in that sense, right? So during the subsequent check-ins with a lot of these entrepreneurs itself, we are very glad to see that a lot of these entrepreneurs have actually taken this advice itself and started executing it. And when we do check-in itself, you can see progress, and they have done this, and they have some clarity in terms of at least the roadmap of how to get to navigate through it. Of course, it would change based on latest updates, latest changes that they receive constantly about this pandemic and this crisis itself, right? But they have a clearer view of what they want to do and how they want to get out of this in that sense, right? And also, in the sense that you mentioned that entrepreneurs are very agile in that sense, I think it's true because the fact that most of the entrepreneurs have to throw their 2020 plan out the window when the crisis hit itself. And to do that, there will be a lot of stakeholders to manage in that sense, because you have kind of agreed on a certain plan and you have set the course for that. And to have this crisis hit itself, an entrepreneur, we have seen the entrepreneur being very agile on how to adapt and how to re-strategize on what is priority now for this moment and take some of these previous priorities in the backseat and put it to a later stage itself. The focus is mainly on how do you survive this and come up stronger.
So let's talk about Endeavour Malaysia's plans for the year. You know, coming ahead, I guess, you know, we've got a remainder of, you know, 5 or 6 months left for the year. And you had previously, I'm sure, you know, you had some really aggressive plans at the start of the year, you know, across the region. But now that, you know, things have changed, how have you pivoted and, you know, I guess, adjusted to the current situation? What are the remaining plans for Endeavour Malaysia for the rest of the year?
At the start of the year, we had quite a lot of plans in terms of events and a lot of programs to work with the entrepreneur ecosystem out there, right? So we had at least one event a month to kind of talk about certain aspect of entrepreneurship that we really want to help the entrepreneur ecosystem to actually focus on and build on. And of course, that had to put on hold. So moving forward, we have to re-strategize, rethink about how we want to still stay true to the mission of supporting entrepreneurs and providing them with the materials and guidance in that sense to actually help them through this period. Because I think through this period itself, we realize that these advice, these support, these resources that we provide are even more important in that sense, right? During this uncertain time, during this crisis itself. So the plan is basically to move a lot of our stuff to online, I think like most companies or most entrepreneurs would do. But we also realize that by doing so, there is also the opportunity for us to do things very differently as well. So we see this as like the Chinese phrase, right? The crisis is made up of the word danger and opportunity. So we see this as an opportunity for us to do things differently as well. So a good example, it's basically how we used to run events. So it's very physically bound. So getting speakers, you have to consider which speaker can make it in to the event, or if you have a regional a guest itself, they would have to fly in and so forth. So with this this new norm of doing things online and hosting virtual events itself, it allow us to work very closely with the region itself and to organize events that that you don't have to physically be there, but you can go online and get those resources as well. So getting speakers that not only from the local mentors, local board members itself, but also to get speakers from the regional network of mentors and board members as well. It's has been easier. Has been there's a lot less restriction and in that sense, right? So it allows us the opportunity for us to showcase the Endeavor Network as not only just in Malaysia but also regionally and even globally as well. And the good thing about it is that now we are able to even provide a platform for a lot of the local entrepreneurs to listen and to hear and get advice from the mentors from the region and also the world as well, and get their perspective of how they are approaching this crisis and how are they coming out of it in that sense. So, and in addition to all these local programs, all this online program that we're running itself, we are also excited about launching our second cohort for Scale Endeavor program. So Scale Endeavor program was something that we launched last year, and it mainly focused on high potential younger entrepreneurs, younger SMEs with the revenue size of 2 million to 10 million itself, that we really want to put our resources to actually help them, assist them to actually scale that business and to become more, a lot larger, so that they are prepared to be reviewed and be selected on the global scale in that sense, and fall into the Endeavor Entrepreneur track itself, which would have a more stringent selection criteria itself. So we're going to continue that. We're going to launch the second cohort this year itself, and we're really excited about it because we have heard great things. We have seen great results from the first cohort itself. So we are really excited about continuing that journey to build even more entrepreneurs through this program.
So I guess, you know, with all the webinars that you've conducted, and I guess, you know, the organizations with, organizing, the sessions with your mentors and your entrepreneurs that you have, I guess, you know, it's probably a time to pick your brains in terms of, some of the best advice that you've heard. Also on your side, you know, what do you think, some of the best advice in terms of managing through a crisis?
I think through this various session itself and reviewing and speaking to a lot of the entrepreneurs during this crisis itself, I think the most important thing that entrepreneurs need to be mindful about in going through this or managing through this crisis is basically their cash flow. I think it's constantly reminded it's basically something that they need to actually focus a lot during this crisis itself. And I mean, ideally, pre-crisis itself, you would have that focus already. So you go into this crisis in a lot more comfortable position. But if you're in this crisis itself there is one area they need to really spend a lot of time on, it's basically your cash flow, forecasting it, reviewing it on a daily basis to see how you can actually extend that runway itself. But in addition to that, there's another advice that I see that it's maybe not as emphasized as frequent. It's basically over communicating with your various stakeholders in that sense, right? So over communicating with the staff, the basically they would be going through this situation together with you. You need to actually get the staff on board in terms of the company's direction, how they're approaching this crisis itself. And you, in addition to the business direction itself, individually, they're human as well. So companies need to actually be more focused on doing check-in with them to see how their well-being in that sense, and display empathy in that sense, right? During this period of uncertainty to them, and basically form a group, a strong group, to actually get through this crisis together instead of individually as an entrepreneur themselves.
And finally, Arthur, I think, for those who have listened throughout this conversation and probably keen to learn a little bit more about Endeavor Malaysia, where can they get more information about what you do and also perhaps, get help from either it's mentoring or talents or just access to different markets?
The best way to actually to reach out to us is basically go to our website. You can check out our website. It's endeavormalaysia.org, E-N-D-E-A-V-O-R. Malaysia.org. It's spelled in American spelling, so Endeavor is without a U there. That's the best way to actually get more information about Endeavor itself. And throughout this crisis itself, we also realized that there were actually a lot of entrepreneurs looking out for assistance and help and to basically reach out to some of the mentors that we have. So during this period itself, we also started something called Ask E Anything. So basically, instead of just arranging mentoring session for the entrepreneurs that are within our network itself, we also want to make some of these advice and mentors available to the entrepreneurs out there in Malaysia as well, right? So we started Ask E Anything, which we allow entrepreneurs to schedule a 20-minute session with us, and then we will speak to them, try to identify what are some of the challenges and priorities that they have during this session itself. And we will basically reach out to one of our mentors who will be able to assist them in this specific challenge or priority itself. And then with that, we will basically advise them, send them with the advice that was given actually by our mentors, so that they can actually have a better sense of how they want to approach this challenge and to work to navigate through this crisis and basically work on those issues that they may have.
And that was Arthur Chan of Endeavor Malaysia talking about how Endeavor is supporting local entrepreneurs during this crisis. You can check out their website or social media links and also check out our series Extraordinary Endeavor on the BFM website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu and this has been Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.